Well, we all know the importance of community events and networking, and especially the impact that that has on our local businesses. And today I am here with two community members who will speak to that importance and about an exciting event coming up this week that you do not want to miss. It's Franchise Rock, and I am here with Angela LaVecchia and Sean G. Both of you, thank you for joining me today on Rochester Speaks. We're going to be talking about this event coming up this coming week, so we're really excited to have you guys on. First of all, Angela, thank you so much for joining us, and you are a co-founder of this organization. What are we doing coming up on May 2nd, and how can this help local businesses?
Well, I'm aligned with Willie Lightfoot, councilman at large, and Randy Henderson, former owner of Henderson Ford, and we three odd folks got together, and our interest is changing the narrative from poverty to prosperity. And we are geared to help people who want to have a business, whether it's of their own conception or whether it's a franchise, to find the funding sources, find the people who can help them put together a business plan. Also to teach them that you need to have a panel of trusted advisors. You need to get to know your banker. You need to get to know your accountant. You need to get to know the people who are going to support you and lift you up and give you the hand while you're starting to elevate.
Franchise Rock, you've had three major events founded last year, and you're made up of just business leaders with visions to educate the community. And I think that's really important. So can you just talk a little bit about how this all started? You mentioned you and the other two individuals who started it, and what your vision was.
The vision is to keep educating. And I remember back in the day, I didn't get any business training. You know, I got business training in college. And even then, I didn't know what to do with some of it. And, you know, Sean, you're nodding. And it's very, very, it's daunting. So you need to have your hand held. And, you know, for some of our events, we've had sponsors. In this event, LaBella is willing to be our sponsor. And, you know, again, the connections that keep getting made within the community, and that one hand washes the other concept. You know, I met with Sean maybe a year ago at a different event, and then I saw his cute face, and we ended up having dinner together the other night. And then I introduced him to three or four more people, and then the outreach is happening. And I know about connecting people and helping them if they want a franchise. I can walk them through the steps of that, but I can also get them introduced to the Small Business Development Council and to SCORE people and to connect at the SBA and connects within the Veterans Services. So the networking just keeps growing and growing.
Sean G is the founder and owner of SRGMF, and you've benefited from Franchise Rock, and talk a little bit as you're a speaker coming up on Tuesday night. Just tell us your story and what Franchise Rock has meant to you.
Thanks, John. And Franchise Rock, it means a lot. You know, it I think Angela, you know, really hit it on the head by saying we all need to know what we don't know. And I think as a business owner, going into things you're passionate about a lot, right? And you're not necessarily sure where to go or what road to turn down. So when I was introduced to Franchise Rock, and now knowing exactly what the vision and the goal is, I have to be a part of it because I understand what all these business owners are going through because I've been there already. And I'm still learning. I'm still trying to figure it all out. And that's why having a strong network and having strong people around you can continue to help you grow your business.
Yeah, absolutely. And for you personally, how did that happen? Because you have a business of your own. And so how have you used Franchise Rock's network and all of the resources that they provide to help you in your journey?
Yeah, you know, it's really a matter of just being connected, staying in the network. Maybe your initial interaction with someone doesn't help you. It may not do what you think it's going to do, but it leads to something else. And Franchise Rock has done that. Angela's done that countless times by introducing me to individuals who may not work for my business, but may work for other endeavors that I have, may work for you know, some of my organizational stuff that I'm doing to help the young people in the city. So it's just a way of continuously working, meeting people, and then utilizing those relationships to grow and build more.
Tuesday night at the University Prep Charter School, that's on Lake Ave in Rochester, if you're not familiar, 6 o'clock, the event starts. And what's really cool is how this is almost like a two-part event. You got 2 hours, you got speakers, but then you also have networking coming up in the mm-hmm. second hour. Maybe Angela, you could talk to why that came about, why you decided to structure the event that way so that you get the best of both worlds, both the speakers and the networking.
It's easy to be talked at. It's more difficult to be a participant. And what we have found at the previous three events is that the participants aren't anxious to bail. And it's not because there's good food upstairs. You know, they want to have a one-on-one conversation with the Small Business Administration representative, Virginia Smith, or they want to talk to Pathstone, Albert Rivera, or they want to talk to someone within the city of Rochester, economic empowerment, financial empowerment, consumer credit services. You know, how you get so buried, how do you get out of the trough? And, you know, if you don't see an end, if you don't talk to regular people, you know, it's one thing talking to a CEO who's been a CEO of a company for 10 years. And yeah, maybe he started his business in a garage, but pretty much those days are over, I think. I might be a little naive, I don't know. But you have to, like Sean said, you really don't know what you don't know. But you know that you have to have money to start a business. You know that you have to have a banker. You know that you have to have a lawyer. You know that you have to have an accountant. You know that you have to have somebody holding your hand. And that's what we're all about. The Rochester Economic Development, REDCO, they have specific corridors within the city of Rochester that they... I don't even know all their programs, but Rob D'Elia and Anthony Manning will be there to have further conversation. So if you're interested in opening a brick and mortar, you know, and Sean and I even talked about this the other night, you may have to add another couple layers to your business, but it's doable and there's money out there. And, you know, we're really at the right place at the right time.
Tuesday night, we have other speakers, Sean being one of them. What are we looking forward to, Sean, both from your talk and if you're familiar with some of the other speakers and some of the value that they can provide to attendees?
Yeah, I mean, from my perspective, I'm going to focus on, turning your passion into profits. I think that's a big thing for small business owners, especially the ones that I come in contact with. You know, I do a lot of branding and marketing consulting. So I'm meeting with business owners when they're at a point where they may just cook really good food or they just do something really, really well. And they don't understand how to actually turn that into some profit and make some money. And that's the point of business, right? It's not just about doing what you love and being able to not have a 9-to-5 or, you know, do part-time, whatever. It's about really turning it into a profit and turn it into a functioning business that can multiply and do more. So my focus will truly be on identifying that. And then, you know, just really taking a deeper look at, you know, the importance of having a brand and what is that about? It's not just a logo and it's not just, you know, good packaging. It's really understanding who you are and who you're actually trying to work with, right? And why that's so important for your product. So that'll be my focus. And you know, I just know from some of the other speakers that are listed, they're going to bring, you know, just a wealth of knowledge to anybody that shows up to this event. So it's going to be very interesting.
Who do you think this event, obviously somebody, you know, in business, but Is there a specific type of business owner or individual who you feel could really benefit from this event and from Franchise Rock in general, as you have?
I mean, I think for me, you know, anybody that's looking to come up in business, who has just an idea and wants to take that next step. I think, you know, I think being a Black business professional, I think it's important for our community to get some of this knowledge and understand a lot of these things, because, you know, it is tough. I think it's tough for any business owner who's starting out, but you know, in the Black and Brown community, in the minority community, it may be even harder, right? There's other obstacles and other hurdles that get in the way. So it's being able to see somebody on a stage that looks like you, that comes from where you come from, that can really, really break down some of the miscommunication or the misinformation that you may have as a business owner. I think that's very important. So, you know, I think it's for anybody, but it's really for someone who's just kind of starting out, or just maybe lost with their business and their brand, and they just need some help and they need some guidance.
Yeah. And you talk about some of those disadvantages that you have as a business owner. Could you talk about some of those obstacles that you've experienced in your own personal journey and what others may be going through?
Yeah. I mean, you know, early on, like I alluded to with the passion versus profit, you know, when you first get in, you really just love doing what you do. You know, I just love helping people. You know, like, that's really at its core what I like to do. And, you know, some of the hurdles I had was, you know, I was just get around people that I truly liked and I truly wanted to see them succeed. And I didn't know how to really, I didn't really know how to price myself. So, I'm doing a ton of work for somebody and I'm not making any money and their business is off and flourishing and I'm still trying to struggle and make things happen. So it was really important for me, again, to get around a network of individuals who may or may not be in my same space, understand how to price myself out the right way, understand how to value my time, because that's the most important thing that I have. And then being able to expand my business and then move it forward, right? I've been in the space for, you know, over 10 years. And my business, when I got back to New York, that's when things started to come together for me in terms of, you know, getting on the books and doing it the right way. And I've seen in the last few years, my business go from really not working to being great, right? So it's just a continuous learning and a continuous growth.
Yeah, absolutely. And this Tuesday might be the first step to somebody else's learning and growth process. So we're looking forward to it. Angela, I know you've helped coordinate this. So 6 o'clock Tuesday night at the University Prep Charter School. I know you'd like attendees to register. How can they do that?
They can register at tinyurl.com/franchiserockreg, R-E-G period. Also, we have a Facebook page. It'll be in-person or virtual through Facebook Live or Zoom. And the links will be sent to those registered within Franchise Rock.
Okay, fantastic. So again, Franchise Rock, Tuesday night, University Prep Charter School. You can hear Sean G and other speakers, and then also network with some other business owners who may be in your shoes as well. Angela, Sean, thank you so much for your time today, and we look forward to seeing you Tuesday night.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, John.